The content of this program is intended for people who are print and visually impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you the NCAPVI news and events for January 2018. Happy New Year. VI events in North Carolina. Saturday, January 13th, I Shine event, self-defense. Self-defense class led by Ralph Alaya, karate practitioner working on black belt project of self-defense for VI population. The kids will run through the scenarios and learn how to de-escalate a situation, training not to fight, moving the feet and blocking, essentially self-defense by diffusing or escaping a situation. Located at Governor Moorhead School, please RSVP to iShineFoundation@gmail.com. February 22nd, 2018, Eastern NC Braille Challenge, hosted by iShine Foundation. The Braille Challenge is for kids in 1st to 12th grades. There are 6 levels of contests for different ages and grades. Students compete in 5 different categories, and it is so fun and motivating for students to practice their Braille skills to prepare for the competition. There are many practice contests available online at www.braillechallenge.org. We also plan to have a rookie group for kids who are not yet ready to compete but would like to attend. Students who participate below grade level are not eligible for the National Braille Challenge, but can have a whole lot of fun and motivation, too. Last year, 2 participants from North Carolina made it to the National Braille Challenge in California, Alondra Pagan-Galarza, Eastern North Carolina, and Hayes Hanvey, Western North Carolina. We are in need of volunteers and financial sponsors to make this event a smashing success. Donate here. Hot link, Eastern NC Braille Challenge GoFundMe page. Register to volunteer here. Eastern NC Braille Challenge volunteer sign up. Please RSVP to eyeshinefoundation@gmail.com for a registration form to sign up. April 1st, 2018, Raleigh Egg Explosion, save the date. April 19th and 20th, 2018, NCC VIB Conference. The 2018 NC Conference on Visual Impairment and Blindness will be Thursday and Friday, April 19th and 20th, 2018, at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Pre-registration will be open Wednesday, April 18th in the evening. Registration will open in January 2018. Parents, this is a wonderful learning opportunity. Learn the same things your TVIs are learning about. This is a must attend for any parent. Check the links below for local specialized recreation through your city or town. They have some really great events as well. Upcoming Arts Access audio described events. Find out more at http://www.artsaccessinc.org/. Upcoming audio described performances include On Your Feet at Durham Performing Arts Center, January 6th, 8 p.m. Love Letters at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, January 13th, 2 p.m. The Normal Heart at Burling Coal, January 21st, 2 p.m. What We're Up Against at Raleigh Little Theater, January 21st, 3 p.m. Les Miserables at Durham Performing Arts Center, February 3rd, 8 p.m. The Christians at Playmakers Repertory, February 6th, 7:30 p.m. VI events around the country are not listed. Ongoing local events. Wednesdays, Bryce Mountain Gymnastics Top Class. Every Wednesday at 3:15 p.m. at Gym Carolina Gymnastics, 9321 Leesville Road, Raleigh, NC 27613. Call 919-848-7988. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to noon, Exploration Learning Center, 9308 Fairbanks Drive, Raleigh, NC 27613. Applications available at http://www.BryceMartinFoundation.org/. That's B-R-Y-C-E Martin. Goal Ball, Friday nights, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Governor Moorhead School for the Blind, started up September 8th. The Raleigh Avengers Goal Ball team is back. In order to make this a success, we need you and your support. Please mark your calendar and bring your friends. What is Goal Ball? The sport, exclusively for athletes with visual impairments, consists of 2 halves of 12 minutes each, and athletes wear blackout masks on a playing court. The object of the game is to roll the ball into the opposite goal while opposing players try to block the ball with their bodies. Bells inside the balls help orient the players, indicating the direction of the oncoming ball. Therefore, while play is in progress, complete silence is required in the venue to allow the players to instantly react to the ball. More information about the sport at http://www.angelfire.com/hi5/USA-goalball/. Questions or need information, contact Alan Chase at aachase1@gmail.com. Location, John Ray Gym at the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind, GMS. 301 Ash Avenue, Raleigh, NC 27606, Fridays from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. DSB's Vocational Rehabilitation and Transition Services. Did you know once a student turns age 14, they can be referred by anyone, including their parents, to apply for DSB's Vocational Rehabilitation and Transition Services? See the list of DSB office locations statewide below, which are also available at the following link, https://www.ncdhhs.gov/dsb/contacts/districtoffices.htm#docontacts. Apple Workshops at the Apple Store for VI accessibility features. Check your Apple Store for more information. Barter Path Foundation, focused on literacy program, Winston-Salem Industries for the Blind. Free monthly clinics are offered to low-vision VI students of North Carolina for an eye exam and low-vision equipment for use at home, including magnifiers, telescopes, and CCTVs. For more information, visit http://www.abpfoundation.org/about-us/the-ifb-community-low-vision-center.aspx. Bryce Martin Foundation, Cary, NC, http://www.brycemartinfoundation.org. Early intervention is a critical service for children with visual impairments as it builds a foundation for further learning. We support and assist children with visual impairments by helping fund items such as Exploration Learning Center, ELC, glasses and sunglasses, mobility classes at Gym Carolina Gymnastics, therapy equipment, braille learning tools, summer camps at the ELC, service and guide dogs, and so much more. Self-Help Credit Union, Durham, NC, Assistive Technology Loans. Self-Help Credit Union, a nonprofit community development lender with 19 North Carolina branches, is pleased to announce the availability of assistive technology, AT, loans for persons with disabilities or their family members. Self-Help's aim is to help more persons with disabilities access devices that can greatly improve quality of life. Likely uses include communication devices, hearing aids, personal equipment, home modification ramps, vehicle upfits, and vehicle modifications. In order to better serve the disability community, Self-Help also has formed an Assistive Technology Loan Advisory Board. More information about the loans and the advisory board are available at https://www.self-help.org/assistive-technology-loans.html. Alamance County residents, check out the PAWS for reading program at your local library. This ongoing program is designed to help children improve their reading skills by reading aloud to a registered therapy dog. http://www.alamancelibraries.org/programs-2/children/PAWS. That's P-A-W-S dash 4 F-O-R-R. I'm sorry, FOR-reading/. City of Raleigh Specialized Recreation, https://www.raleighnc.gov/parks/content/parks/rec/articles/programs/sris/sris-program.html. Town of Apex Specialized Recreation, https://www.apexnc.org/520/specialized-recreation. Town of Cary Specialized Recreation, https://classweb.townofcary.org/eConnect/activities/activitiesadvsearch.asp. Go to the Specialized Recreation link on the left side of the page. Town of Wake Forest Specialized Recreation, https://www.wakeforestnc.gov/specialized-programs.aspx. Get in the kitchen with Flower Power Kids Cooking, FLOUR, https://www.flowerpowerstudios.com/register/North Hills/special needs classes. How to submit events and other information. This update is for informational purposes only. NCAPVI does not endorse goods or services provided by others. NCAPVI makes every effort to provide accurate information, but does not guarantee the content of this communication. If you have information for NCAPVI to consider posting here or on our Facebook page, please send to ncapvi@gmail.com. Flyers must be in JPEG format, and flyer text must be provided separately. Note, Facebook will not accept PDF, and screen readers cannot access JPEG text. Find us on Facebook at https://www.facebook.com/pages/nc-association-4-parents-of-children-with-visual-impairments/499-843-6300-83387. This publication is also available in MP3 format, courtesy of Triangle Radio Reading Service at https://www.ibiblio.org/trrs/ncapvi/. Thanks. You have been listening to the latest edition of NCAPVI. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time, if you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.